Families having fewer children nowadays. Most couples who get married or decide to live together generally plan to have children. Several years ago, having big families was common, and people thought of this as an advantage. That was mainly because children began working at an early age to help provide for the family. But with the changing times and with the cost of living getting higher every single year, having a big family is no longer considered a practical option. In fact, more and more couples choose to have only one child, and some do not have any desire to become parents at all. Indeed, the trend of having fewer children started a few decades ago. According to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, by 1986, women aged 40 to 44 years were considerably more likely to have given birth to two children than three children, 36% versus 27%, or four or more children, 19%. However, taken together, women were still more likely to have had three or more children than to have had two children, 46% versus 36%. 2 decades ago, women were more likely to have had two children than three or more children, a trend that was most marked in the most recent period, 38% versus 25% in 1996, 38% versus 22% in 2006. Nowadays, most families in Australia have two children, but the number of women who have given birth to a single child increased progressively from only 8% in 1981 to 13% in 2006, and it should be even bigger nowadays. The U.S. Census Bureau states that there are approximately 14 million only children in America today. This comprises 20% of the children's population, compared to only 10% around 50 years ago.